Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain, and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.
Welcome back to Listen to Your Heart. I'm Jerry.
And I'm Jerry's Heart.
Today's topic, Repatha, evolocumab. Heart, why'd you pick this one?
Well, Jerry, for people who have had a heart attack, like us, diet and exercise might not be enough to lower the risk of another one.
Okay.
To help know if we're at risk, we should be getting our LDL-C, our bad cholesterol, checked, and talking to our doctor.
I'm listening.
And if it's still too high, Repatha can be added to a statin to lower our LDL-C and our heart attack risk.
Guess it's time to ask about Repatha.
Do not take Repatha if you're allergic to it. Serious allergic reactions can occur. Get medical help right away if you have trouble breathing or swallowing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, throat, or arms. Common side effects include runny nose, sore throat, common cold symptoms, flu or flu-like symptoms, back pain, high blood sugar, and redness, pain, or bruising at the injection site.
Listen to your heart.
Ask your doctor about Repatha. Learn more at Repatha.com or call 1-844-REPATHA.
Moncrief on News Talk.
The Rubik's Cube hasn't gone away, you know, but it's become more difficult. Your real Rubik's fan will be going for speed cubing nowadays, where sometimes competitors can't even see what they're doing. We're joined by Kevin Timmons from Speed Cubing Ireland. Kevin, good afternoon to you.
Afternoon, Sean. How are you?
So, like in a typical speed cubing competition, are there different sorts of categories?
Yes, loads of different events. We have your standard 3x3 that most people would know about. It's 3 pieces by 3 pieces. And we go from 2x2 all the way up to 7x7. So 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7x7. The bigger cubes are insanely difficult to solve, but we have people doing it routinely in silly times in less than 2 minutes.
Right. Okay. So 7x7 means
shapes of cubes. Sorry, we've different shapes of cubes. We've got like a triangular pyramid. It's like a pyramid, and we have skewb, which turns on the corners, and we also do blindfold events, which are amazing to watch.
Yeah. Now the blindfold event, are there markings on them so you can figure out what colour's what, or how does the blindfold person get a sense of how they should be moving the cube?
But they'll sit down and they'll uncover the cube and they'll inspect it for as long as they want, really. So they'll look and they'll make a little story in their head as to which piece goes where and this piece goes there. And then they'll blindfold themselves and solve the cube. It's a sight to behold.
Okay. Crazy. So they'll memorize what's on the cube, and then in their mind kind of do it out that way.
Put it all together. Yeah.
Yeah. That's extraordinary. And when we're so, but all the other competitions, or all the competitions, I assume, are they based on? Is it a race, if you like, or is it based on time?
It's based on time. So everyone, say, we'll compete in groups. You'll have about 20 in a group at one time, and everyone will submit their cube, and the cubes will be taken away and scrambled. Everyone sits in the waiting area, and when their cube comes out, they're called out to solve. So you'll get 5 solves in each round. Your best solve and your worst solve is taken away, and you get the average of the other 3, and that'll be your time. That'll determine your rank, the rankings in the competition.
Okay, and in terms of time, where, you know, would like 10 seconds be really crap?
No, 10 seconds would be fairly good. Look, there's nobody crap. Anyone who can solve a Rubik's Cube is, you couldn't say, even if they're solving at 2 minutes, there's nobody crap. It's an amazing thing to be able to do. But in saying that, we have kids who are solving it in 5, 6, and 7 seconds.
Whoa.
Regularly. Yes, yeah. Myself, no, I'm not down to that. I'm not up to that standard yet. I'm in about 25 to 30 second range. But yeah, these kids are insane at it. It's unbelievable to watch.
Yeah, before the speed test would start, is there a standard by how jumbled up the Rubik's Cube has to be? If you know what I mean.
So we as delegates for the World Cube Association, we officiate the competitions in essence. So we'll generate scrambles beforehand, before the competition, and so let's say 3x3 is on. It's group one. So there'll be a certain set of scrambles for everyone in group one. So everyone's first scramble, they'll all get the same cube state.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah. So the five scrambles that they get, everyone will get the same five in that group, and then the next group will get a different five.
When people aren't in competitions, how do they practice? Because as I understand it, there's a lot of people who are kind of mad into this, and they'll watch lots of, you know, YouTube videos of other people doing it.
YouTube is a great resource, and not only for tutorials, but to stay in touch with people, to see what other people are doing. You know, my son and myself, we've made friends all over the world at this stage. And a lot of people post their solves or post little clips from competitions in different parts of the world, and you're able to see that kind of thing. And a lot of the SpeedCube in Ireland community would post online as well, and it's great. We have a Discord server, which is a monitored like a chat room for the kids. They're able to go in there and cube with each other from home. You know,
Yeah. The
world is very small now with the internet.
And are there, if you like, is it kind of like chess in a sense? There are all sorts of differing opening moves you can make, or general strategies you can adopt.
Well, yeah. So with the 3x3, there's different methods of doing it. Some methods are easier to learn, and then maybe slower than the harder to learn methods. Like the blind events as well. There's different methods that you can do, and if you do one method, you know, your best times might be a bit slower than someone who does a different method. So it might be worth your while learning that better method then, you know.
Right, okay. And is there kind of a never-ending supply of different sorts of methods, or people inventing new ones all the time?
Well, not necessarily new ones, but new ways of doing things. There may be more efficient algorithms brought up or introduced for different things. So let's say your corners on a 3x3 cube, or your edges, you might get a more efficient way of fixing them than the way that you know already.
And so I assume the Irish competitors take part in international events, and how do we do with them?
Yes, we've got world-class cubers in Ireland. In different events, we've got, I think, the very famous name in Irish speed cubing is Ciarán Behan, who has won European championships. Last year, he had a European gold medal, silver medal, and a bronze medal in different events. Who else? We also got Killian Heimbach from Dublin. He came sixth in the 4x4 event in the European Championships last year. And we've got a good contingent of Irish competitors going to the World Championships in Seattle this coming July.
Well, it will be very interesting to see how they do. Kevin, thanks a million for speaking with us today. That was Kevin Timmins there from Speed Cubing Ireland.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.
My name is Lily, and I've had hidradenitis suppurativa, HS, for years. I finally found some relief since taking Cosentyx. Relief means I can show up more.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe hidradenitis suppurativa, HS. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your dermatologist about Cosentyx.